Over $1 million in illegal drugs and over $330,000 worth of alcohol was seized last year in western Alaska. The state-run drug unit for the area has investigators who regularly check luggage and even the mail, and that's being sent to those remote communities. From KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
That's the sound of a small box of diapers getting set on a table. Well, the box is labeled diapers on the outside, but clearly there's something else inside.
So what we have here is a box containing alcohol that was going to one of the local option communities here in western Alaska.
She's an investigator with WANT, which stands for the Western Alaska Alcohol and Narcotics Team, which is a branch of the Alaska State Troopers. She's not allowed to give her name because part of her job is working as an undercover agent in the villages.
How much alcohol is in there?
In this box, there's 6 bottles of alcohol.
Is that about normal?
It's an average. This box is a Huggies box, and a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll pack the alcohol in the diapers to kind of conceal the bottles, as well as the sound that the bottles will make.
More and more reports of alcohol and drug busts have been in the news lately in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Just this week, WANT troopers released reports of seizing about 50 grams of marijuana from a person at the Bethel Airport who was on her way to Nunavak Island. 41 more grams of pot was seized in a mailing package hidden inside a kitchen appliance. Another pound of marijuana was seized through the mail, heading from Anchorage to a village. That had a street value of $22,000. Then there was the case of 21 grams of pot thrown over the outside fence of the state jail in Bethel. And that's just this week in the YK Delta. There are plenty of other busts happening through WANT's other posts in Dillingham, Kotzebue, and Nome. But these reports aren't because there are actually more alcohol or pot busts going on.
I haven't seen any significant spike one way or the other.
Lieutenant Chris Thompson oversees WANT from Anchorage and says the reason we're seeing more busts is because there's a new push to write up more public reports.
Before it wasn't, just wasn't a priority to do that sort of thing. Now we're doing it.
So that means it's normal for people to get busted regularly in western Alaska for bootlegging. It's an area where most crimes are alcohol-related, and many villages have voted to ban alcohol entirely. But even though busts are normal, you probably won't see it happening. That's because WANT investigators often wear street clothes.
So that they can move around in a manner that doesn't necessarily pique people's interest, at the airport or when they're doing cargo stuff. It just makes for a better relationship with these businesses who we rely on to do the job.
Although they do conduct undercover operations, Thompson says that's not their main focus. Mostly what they do are interdictions.
That's contacting passengers as they travel. That's going to the local airlines that do cargo and, checking cargo as it's going out to local option communities and various other places.
One of those other places is the post office. And Thompson says that sets Alaska State Troopers apart from others in the country.
We're the only agency in the country that's been cross-deputized as postal inspectors. So our people are able to do mail, whereas other law enforcement agencies just aren't allowed to even look at mail.
Checking out the mail is a major component in busting dealers in western Alaska, particularly for drugs. According to WANT's 2010 report, $475,000 worth of illegal drugs was seized from parcel posts, along with $90,000 worth of alcohol. The drugs were mostly marijuana, but it also included prescription drugs, meth, and heroin, all three of which the report says are on the rise. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.